Good evening. The Legislative Commission on Pensions and Retirement will come to order on February 26th. Welcome to everybody. This is our first pension hearing. We did a lot of work last year, I think monumental, historical work. We have some nominations to go through tonight, maybe a little bit of an agenda. But first, I'd like to just have everyone around the table introduce themselves and say why pensions is near and dear to you. No. Senator Friends.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Hi, everybody. My name is Nick Frentz. I'm the senator from District 19. I live in North Mankato and represent Mankato, St. Peter, Nicollet, Lafayette, Cortland, and all of rural Nicollet County. I love pensions, and of course, we have Minnesota State University Mankato and a lot of happy, satisfied pension customers after last year. Looking forward to this year.
Hello, everyone. Senator Sandy Pappas. You're in my district, so I'm in the center of St. Paul. I've been on the Pension Commission, I can't remember how many years, 10 years maybe, and I have to say it's the most fun group at the Capitol.
That's sad. That is so sad. We need to get her on a snowmobile, Senator Jasinski.
Senator John Jasinski from Faribault. This will be my third year on the Pension Commission. I was new my freshman year, got recruited by Senator Rosen, and wasn't so crazy about it for my first two meetings because I thought it was a little bit over my head, but the more I sat in the committees, the more I learned, the more I was interested. So very happy to be on here now for 2 years. Faribault has the largest prison in the state of Minnesota, and so we have lots of other happy pension people up there as well. I'm also on local gov, state gov, capital investment, E12, and vice chair of transportation. So I enjoy this commission very well. So thank you.
Senator Gary Dames, Redwood Falls, Minnesota. I have Southwest State in my district. And also, this is my third year on pensions. The last two were very interesting. And I think, as Senator Rosen alluded to, a lot of good things got done. I also served on pensions when I was a Redwood County Commissioner, so I find this one very interesting. So thank you.
So, State Senator Dave, Senator from Rochester, I happened to be sitting at the Don Connor one morning for breakfast when I got
this call from Senator Rosen, and I don't think she even asked. I think she just told me I was on the Pension Commission. So, aye, sir, and here I am. My goals, I thought I had a state pension until I got my report in January, and my investments were, like, wiped out. So I'm here to reinstate my personal pension. No, not really, but I sometimes feel that way. No, we did a lot of good work last year, and I know that we will going forward as well. This is important stuff, and we got to make it right.
Great. And I would like to personally welcome Chad Burkett. Am I saying that right? Very, very great addition to this pension commission. And if you'd just like to say a little bit about why you're here and where you came from and what you hope to accomplish.
Thank you. Hi, again, Chad Burkett. I'm replacing the irreplaceable Rachel Barth. I've been working for MSRS for 5 years, and I'm coming over here to continue kind of pension policy work, so I'm excited to be here.
That's great.
Yeah.
Welcome. We're very excited to have you. Susan.
Hi. My name is Susan Lencheski, and I am in, this will be my fourth session. So I've been with the commission for about 3.5 years as executive director. I just would note that I'm from the private sector, so I have a lot of experience there, and I'm sort of translating it over here, and we have a good time here. So thank you.
That's the A team right here. And I'm Senator Julie Rosen. I'm very, very excited to, again, be on the Pension Commission. I wish I could continue the gavel, but I know it'll be in good hands. So I'm excited about handing it over. I've been on the Pension Commission probably a little longer than you, Senator Pappas, but you are right. It is a great commission. It is bipartisan. We get a lot of serious work done here because pensions is a very serious business. And we promised to still have a good time, but to do thoughtful, engaging work. And we did accomplish that last year. A personal thank you to all that were involved in that. Everyone, actually, was involved in that pension bill. And it's been monumental. It's been historic across the nation. Our bond ratings are just looking so much more healthy. It's very, very good what we did. So I chair finance, and we made a commitment. Here comes Senator Limbers, so we'll get back to him. But really excited to be on this commission again. Lisa.
My name is Lisa Dieslin. I'm the commission assistant. I started in December of 99, so I've been here 19 years and 2 months.
Wow.
Yes, I'm old.
That's great.
Yes.
Representative Murphy.
Yeah. I'm Mary Murphy. I'm a state representative from District 3B, which surrounds Duluth, has two precincts of Duluth, though, and four cities and eight townships, and the Pension Commission has been part of my life for over 20 years, and we still have challenges ahead to solve, and I'm confident that we can do it because we always have, and we do work for the future, and so that's what pensions do. And so we're experienced, and I think look forward to working with the people of the plans and people that have ideas about what we should consider as issue items. And I'm so pleased with the new appointees and the people with experience, and I see there's new people in the audience too. And so it will be good working with everyone.
That's great.
Thank you. I'm Representative Michael Nelson. I represent the southern half of Brooklyn Park. I have Hennepin Tech and North Hennepin Community College in my district. I've been on and off the Pension Commission back and forth when we've been in the Democrats have been in the majority and off when they haven't been in the majority. Last year I rejoined the commission after Paul Thiessen was appointed to the bench, and I was here for the last vote when we passed the bill out of the Pension Commission, so it's because of me it got passed, right? You guys did a lot of good work last year, so all kidding aside. And pensions has been something, I guess I'm a wonk about this, going back to my father before ERISA, lost his pension when he got laid off, and then had to quit working and then died 2 months shy of getting his pension when it was 10-year vesting on the outside. So in the building trades, I paid attention to our pensions ever since I got in there, and and learned a little bit about them.
I'm Mike Freiberg. I represent District 45B, which is all or parts of the cities of Crystal, Golden Valley, New Hope, and Robbinsdale. This will be my first time on the Pension Commission, and I'm very excited about it. I'm chairing the Government Operations Committee for the first time in the House, too, which has jurisdiction over pensions issues. So I look forward to learning about them in much greater detail, which I think will help my work as chair of the Government Operations Committee. But beyond that, I'm just excited to be part of the most fun group at the Capitol.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Kalee Herr, and I'm a first-time representative. I represent 64A, and I could tell you all the neighborhoods I represent, but it's probably easier for me to just say that I took over Aaron Murphy's old seat, and it probably paints a clearer picture. I'm excited to be here. I actually spent many years managing 401k plans, and I kind of got into the industry 25 years ago when there was a big switch from defined benefit plans to defined contribution plans, and so I've had a lot of experience reading plan documents and understanding investments and structures and all of those really good things about pensions that other people find very boring. It's very exciting to me, so I'm glad to be a part of this.
Good evening. My name is Ruth Richardson, and I represent District 52B, which includes Mendota Heights, Invergrove Heights, Sunfish Lake, and a little bit of Eagan. And I'm a fan of pensions because I have one from my time working with the City of St. Paul and Hennepin County as well.
Representative Tim O'Driscoll, and this is my fourth term
on the Pension Commission. And as I look around, there are people who have more tenure in the legislature, but there are every year fewer and fewer people have more tenure on the Pension Commission, it seems. So things are moving on that. I want to thank Representative Mike Nelson for being able to put us over the top last year, as he referenced with the bill. We couldn't have got it done without you, Representative Nelson, so thank you for that. We just cleared the way with Thiessen, and then there we were. We're set to go. Giving my friend Paul Thiessen a little bit of a jab here, I guess. But we did a lot of work, and as Senator Pappas knows, it wasn't just 1 year. It took us 3 years to get that formula correct. And when you look back and you have everybody in the House and everybody in the Senate voting in favor of this, you know you've done something right as legislators for the people of the state of Minnesota. And why am I on the Pension Commission? Because I cannot run as fast as other members in our caucus. And so that tells me that I need to get back out and do more running this spring so that I can increase my speed when it comes to committee assignments. So, nope, seriously, happy to be back again. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Bob Vogel. I represent 20A, which is Southern Scott and Western Lee Sore Counties. Why am I on the pension? Well, I have a financial background, so there's kind of this magnetism that comes to numbers and a hint of nerdity. So glad to be here again. I've enjoyed the experience here. This will be my third year on it. You know, look at this as one of the major things that we really need to do. We spend a lot of time when we talk about the bonding bill. And yet the liabilities that we face here are probably far more significant than that. It's just that they're not quite as apparent to most people. So looking forward to continuing to work on this. Thank you.
Well, and Senator Limmer, would you just like to say, don't say that I put you in a headlock to get you on this.
I actually came in late hoping no one knew I was on the pension board. I represent Northwest Hennepin County, cities of Maple Grove, Osseo, Dayton, and Rogers, the gateway to the Twin Cities. But nevertheless, the pension board is a relatively new assignment for me. I've only been on for 2 years. But I do realize that there's a great number of people that are depending on us to do the right thing for their pensions. Security is vitally important for the people that have served Minnesota, and they're looking forward to their pension as part of their compensation for doing a lot of sacrificial work for the people. And I'm just glad to be here, be a part of it.
Well, welcome. Yeah, thank you very much to all of you who have served and supported pensions. It is definitely so extremely important to the health of our state. And I would like to... Senator Pappas.
Madam Chair, if I could, I brought a gift for the newbies, Understanding Public Pensions. You all got one of these last year.
Is there going to be a test on it, Senator Pappas?
Formally present, welcome.
Well, that's great. Good thinking. That's super.
Oh, thank you.
So I also like to ask the people at the tables our support. We couldn't do this without the A-team and you guys on either side. So if you'd just like to introduce yourself.
My name is Ryan Harris, Senator Depot. This is my seventh session in coverage.
My name is John Besh. I work for Senator Public Research. This is my first year covering. So
welcome, John. Yeah, excited to have you. Perfect. Well, that's great. And so we have, for my job, it's very short. We have to elect a chair, vice chair, and secretary. And then I will reluctantly hand over the gavel. No. But again, it's been an honor to serve on this commission. And we're going to continue to do some good work. With that, I would like to ask for nominations for chair. Senator Pappas.
Madam Chair, as most people in the room probably know, the gavel switches to the House, so I'd like to nominate Representative Mary Murphy.
Thank you.
Mary, I worked with Mary before when she was the chair, and she worked with me when I was the chair, and I think she'll do a very good job.
Senator Pappas nominates Representative Murphy as the chair. Are there any other nominations? Any other nominations? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion prevails. Congratulations, Representative Murphy.
Thank you.
And then you take the gavel. Right?
Now?
I believe so.
Nominations are in order for vice chair.
Madam Chair, I would like to nominate
Senator
Julie
Downs.
Rosen.
Julie Rosen has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? If not, all in favor of Julie Rosen as vice chair, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Congratulations, vice chair. Nominations are in order for secretary.
Madam Chair.
Representative. Senator. Oh, now I have to do this without making mistakes. Senator France.
Madam Chair, I would like to nominate Senator Sandy Pappas for secretary.
Senator Sandy Pappas has been nominated. Are there any additional nominations? All in favor of the nomination of Sandy Pappas as secretary, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Senator Pappas. We look forward to excellent minutes. And lots of fun.
I'm more like a secretary.
Go for it. Next item on business what I'd like to do is call on Ms. Lincheski to talk about possibilities of priorities for 2019. I would also like to know the status of the two reports that were done by work groups on state aid work group report and the work group on firefighter relief association conversions and dissolutions. And those were two important things that were done over the interim and that we should take action on when bills come before us. But we should also read these reports before we hear the reports or the summaries of the reports in the coming meetings. And we will have coming meetings. But Ms. Lincheski.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will be running through this memo that's dated February 19th, topics for possible consideration by the Commission during 2019. I think the one that we've heard the most about and have done the most work on over the interim and frankly seems to have the most issues are the Volunteer Firefighter Relief Associations as well as the section of the para plans that deal with firefighters. So as Representative Chair Murphy mentioned, we have the two work groups that have been produced. They are available on our website. One of them is quite long. If anybody would like a paper copy, just send us an email or let us know, and we can deliver a paper copy. In the long report, if you jump to the conclusion, you can get a pretty good sense of what's in the report. There's also a very interesting survey that was done over the interim of all the fire chiefs in the state. So that, too, is included as an addendum to that report. So The other one is shorter, easier, a little bit quicker read, I think, but those would be two reports that make a number of recommendations as to legislation that the commission will hopefully be able to take up. The bills for those haven't been drafted yet, but if the commission believes that those should go forward, then we'll quickly draft those up and be ready to present them to the commission. In addition, we have a bill from the State Auditor's Working Group that, too, will be finalized and ready for review and consideration by the commission. There's also some legislation underway that relates to the statewide plan. This is the PARA plan that provides benefits to volunteer firefighters. The advisory board recommended legislation. The PARA board agreed, and so there will be a bill on that. There are some other concerns that will come up as we talk about firefighters, and those are listed in the kind of indented bullets there. In addition, we have been communicating with the Minnesota State representatives. There are some issues that they would like to bring forward, a couple of bills, actually probably three bills, that will address some administrative concerns, as well as a legal issue that needs to be corrected relating to their employee contributions. There's also a bill Senator Franz has introduced too, relating to employer contributions under their IRAP plan. So those issues, too, will be in front of the commission, subject to the chair's wanting to go forward with that. I will jump to both 3 and 5. These are two initiatives that Senator Pappas has had. Taken a leadership role and has had a lot to do with over the past several years. The one relates to a secure choice program. It's been introduced in both the Senate and the House. It is related to retirement, but it's retirement for employees in the private sector, but it would be a state-sponsored plan. 5 relates to divestment, and this has to do with a directive to the State Board of Investment to prepare a report to talk about divestment from fossil fuel companies. That's another bill that's been, or that will be introduced and will hopefully be considered by the commission. One other item I'm just going to slip in here, it's one that I talked with a number of the representatives from the league as well as the county associations, and this has to do with a repeal, or actually a sunset provision that would eliminate some aid that is going to the counties and cities to make sizable contributions to PARA. And these have been made, these aid payments have been made for a number of years, and they sunset next year. So the commission will hopefully be taking up a bill that will address that situation. Number 4 is a very sleep-inducing topic, but hopefully one that we'll be able to look at. It's the standards for actuarial work. The Pension Commission is in charge of putting that together. We're in the midst of finishing off a restatement of that. But in addition, there's a new addendum to that that sets forth all the factors of the actuarial assumptions that have been pulled out of the statute by the 2018 bill and are now in an addendum that will need to be approved by the commission. Number 5 we talked about. Number 6 relates to the trades. They are all in plans that are sort of secondary to the PARA pension plans. There is some need for some legislation addressing those multi-employer plans and the limits that are on the benefits under those plans. There are a couple of administrative bills, one from MSRS, and then we have one that we've been working on that has some sort of technical changes. And then there are a number of special bills. These are bills for individuals. You're probably familiar with those. They deal with a number of the plans, and those will also be subject to the chair's wanting to go forward with those. But those two have come through our office and have been introduced or are in the process. As I mentioned here, we have at least 7 bills that have been introduced that are Pension Commission bills and would typically be considered here. There are a number in process, so I suspect that we'll have at least a dozen and probably a few more than that over the course of the session.
Okay, that was pretty fast. Senator Rosen, do you have anything that you should place before us as a high priority for the 2019 session.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am anxious to see the work on the fire state aid work group. I think that's important. And as Ms. Lincheski mentioned, the issue that came up today, we need to address that. But otherwise, no, it should be maybe some minor adjustments, maybe celebrating what we have done. We can look, we can review perhaps what is done with the bond ratings, maybe get a recap on that, on our financial status. Perhaps have the commissioner come in and talk about that and his meetings with the bond houses. Otherwise, I think just, yeah, stay nimble.
Right. Representative O'Driscoll, do you have anything holding over or something that we should pursue from this list?
Yep. Thank you, Madam Chair. I really do not have anything specifically to add. I think that as we take a look at this, there's going to be kind of a natural growth of different questions that are going to come out of some of these areas as we start digging into them. I'm very pleased that our the breadth of and bandwidth that the Commission is going to have this year is going to be able to dig deeper into a number of these issues and root out what's important to Minnesota and to be able to help with the viability of our pension plans, since we did take care of that large major movement of last year and in the last couple of years. So the Commission isn't having to try to divide its time between two major things. We can get in and do some really good follow-up work on some of these other areas as we develop a work plan.
Is there anyone in the audience that comes with an issue that we must deal with, other than an individual type of bill that comes before us for an individual problem? Mr. Rice.
I'm Brian Rice with the Minnesota Professional Firefighters. I don't know that this is a must deal with, but I know that there is a buyback for military leave bill that Representative Detmer and Senator Pappas and friends have that we hope the commission would consider. It's Housley has it. The commission in the past has dealt with purchase of past military service and has it in law for teachers, and this would be a bill for police and fire. PRA Police and Fire Plan.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Good. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just was going to make a suggestion. Sometimes we've done in past first Pension Commission meetings, we've actually had the audience introduce themselves so we know who's involved. I think the people who are in the room today are probably going to be with us at our Pension Commission meeting. So if there's time and if you're interested, I would suggest that we do that.
Thank you. I will consider that. Senator Rosen started us on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock. Is that a good time period this year? Well, I can think of 2 days that it's absolutely better than. So, and Wednesdays are out because we have caucuses, and so if we did it on Wednesday, we would have to have it like a 7 o'clock meeting. So I'm going to say that we will set aside Tuesdays for possible Pension Commission meetings. We have deadlines set, and I don't know how many meetings these priority items that we decide are important. They're all important, but that we want to consider. Should we plan on Tuesday meetings on a weekly basis? Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just going to say Mondays and Wednesdays we are in caucus. Mm-hmm. So that really, and then Thursdays a lot of us go home. Tuesday seems to work well. The 5 o'clock might be a little tough when you're coming from, me particularly have Health and Human Services till 4:30. Runs a little late. Running over here, I was late today. My apologies. But I don't know if there's any flexibility on the time, perhaps 5:30, or if that's not a problem for the House, that's just my issue. Okay. And anybody else that has a late afternoon hearing.
I'll take that under consideration. Representative O'Driscoll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To Senator Rosen's point, with the current House configuration with committees, we are down to an hour and a half for committees versus the traditional hour and 45 for committees. And I've been seeing that the volume of bills that have been coming through and the testimony that committees have not had an opportunity to be able to fully vet and to visit with those and among the committees before votes are being done. And so, for example, in Commerce, which meets just before this in the House, we oftentimes will go from our 4 o'clock to maybe 4:15, 4:30, 4:45 to try to wrap that business up. So 5:30 might be a more amenable time for at least those members, Representative Richardson and myself, who are on Commerce, to be able to be here at 5:30. That seems to make sense. Mondays are days that we have session in the afternoon at 3:30. I suspect that our agendas are going to be longer, not shorter, going forward. Same thing on Thursday. So I think by default, it's Tuesday evening. I guess the only other thing for consideration would be we're convening pensions at a kind of a tough time in session where we're going to be 2 weeks away from deadlines and things. So I'm hoping that members will be able to make it to the commission. And many of the people who are on this commission are also chairs of committees and leads on committees that can make it a little bit challenging for people to be able to even make Tuesday evening. So perhaps what we might want to do is to prioritize of the things that are on the 8 items on the list, the things number 1, number 2 we'd really like to get done this session, and then as time permits, start adding to that list so that we are able to get something done. Again, I enjoy getting those things done on a bipartisan basis if we can, but picking those things that we can get going and that maybe staff has more information ready for us at this time in the process to be able to undertake that endeavor.
Okay. Excellent suggestions. Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just to follow on Representative O'Driscoll's point, it's a good one. The Government Operations Committee will likely the next couple weeks be having some meets on Tuesdays. I suspect we'll need to reconvene in the evening at some point. I will endeavor to work around this. I don't know the extent to which it's possible, but at least in my mind, it doesn't really matter whether it's 5 or 5:30. I'm also on the Health Committee, which is often will be doing the same thing. So I'll be double or triple booked probably regardless of whatever happens, but I'll certainly try to make it a priority to be here whenever possible.
Well, I think we could at least make it 5:15, but we'll consider the 5:30, and you'll know when you get the next notice. If you have other additional things for me to consider before the great decision is made, let me know. Anyone else from the audience that wishes to bring an issue before us for our consideration? Okay, then...
Lonnie Duberstein with RAIN, Retired Educators Association of Minnesota. I would just again like to say thank you so much for the last year for the passage of the pension. It was indeed monumental to everybody. I have a picture of the House board with everybody on the screen. And so that was pretty cool. And it was a lot of work. Bipartisan effort. And so it really wasn't good for us, but in the long run, it was. So, thank you very much.
The lesson that we learned from that, the process over those 3 years, was that we could work together and work out solutions to the problems that came before us and keep our promises for the future. And that's a good thing, that's a recipe. So we will continue using that recipe as we go along. And Senator Pappas had a very good idea of let's find out who's the groupies Who are the groupies? Who are here to do the basic work and with the suggestions? And so I invite you all to stand in individually and in a loud voice tell us who you are and who you are representing or whatever you else you want to tell us. I think we should start with the person who is known far and wide to being the birthday person. Mr. Carlson, happy birthday to you.
Representative Murphy, thank you. My name is Gary Carlson. I work with the League of Minnesota Cities, and we follow all things pension here, so I will be around, and if you have questions, please feel free to contact me.
Thank you.
And I'm 1 year closer to retirement.
Happy birthday, Gary. My name is Gene Ranieri. I'm the Director of Government Relations for the City of Minneapolis.
And Chair Members, my name is Matt Hildert, and I think I've been fondly referred to as one of the Carlson Trio by Minister Brian Rice, and I work for the Association of Minnesota Counties. We represent all 87 counties in the state.
Madam Chair Members, I'm the third member of the Carlson Trio. Carlson, I'm Executive Director of the Minnesota Intercounty Association and follow issues relating to the PERA.
Madam Chair, my name is Patrick Guernsey. I'm the newer president of AFSCME Council 5, and my day job is a probation officer with Hennepin County.
Oh.
Good evening. My name is Randy Beagle. I'm a St. Paul firefighter, so my thing is a veteran buyback for your initial investment. That's my piece. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, my name is Brian Rice. I'm an attorney in Minneapolis, representing St. Paul Teachers Pension Fund, Minnesota Professional Firefighters, a group called the Minnesota Police Fraternal Association that's part of the PRA, Police and Fire, and I also do some work for AFSCME Council 5, following pensions. I've been doing it since like 1982 or 83. So, again, thank you all to the bill that we had last year. It was 3 years, but the staff, the fund directors, Senator Rose and Representative O'Driscoll for carrying it in the administration. It really was a great, great accomplishment. Thank you.
Walt Monsterman, Education Minnesota, retired vice president. I've been following pensions now for 16 years since I've retired, and I want to thank you for all the work you've done, and I hope you can continue doing it, and keep in mind that you will all be there someday, too.
Joan Beaver, Education Minnesota Retired Government Relations Chair, and Education Minnesota Retired represents school personnel, support staff, teachers, administrators who have pensions, PERA, St. Paul Teachers, and TRA.
Julie Jobish, I'm the President of Education Minnesota Retired.
Sharon Shelbert, I'm the Secretary of the Education Minnesota Retired Board. And I take notes.
Tim Moynihan, I'm Legislative Co-Chair of Reeve Retired Educators Association Minnesota, and we represent teachers, but also educators and support staff, people that sort of also are nonpartisan group. We are obviously very
one more time because I forgot to say no chair. I am Lonnie Eberstein with the Retired Educators Association.
Madam Chair, members of the Commission, my name is Derek Hughes. I represent Minnesota State, or the system formerly known as MinSCU. Prince reference there. I oversee about $2.5 billion in the IRAP plans, supplemental, and also our 403B plans, and then obviously we have very strong relationships with pensions, TRA, St. Paul TRFA, MSRS, and PERA, because many of our members are represented in those pensions. And I had the privilege of learning the DE side of the table over these past 4 years. Thank you.
Andrew Erickson, Senate Fiscal Staff, but I have one foot
so I shifted toward the door.
Good evening, Madam Chair, members. My name is Emily Ostigal. I work at Figure River Daniels, and my colleague, Dave Johnson, and I represent the Minnesota Municipal Retirement Association.
Ken Horstman, the Director of Total Compensation in the Office of Human Resources at the University of Minnesota on behalf of our government relations team.
Lucy Bosick, representing the Public Employees Pension Service Association, PER members, and thanks to all of you for the great effort last year. It really was a model of behavior for how all committees should work.
Tony Boer with Education Minnesota, and I too would like to echo Madam Chair and members, just all the work we have for the 3 years. It was a labor of love, and not always, but we got it done, and we're very appreciative. Our members are very appreciative, and so I look forward to working with you on this year as well. So thank you.
Thank you. Madam Chair, my name is Evan Bruce. I'm with the Minnesota Association of Professional Employees, covering about 2,000 stakeholder employees, with Richard J.P. standing sideways in the door and not wanting to speak.
Madam Chair, your committee, my name is Colin Geary. I'm with the Sheet Metal Workers Local Town and Director.
And Chair members, Jonathan Bone, I represent the IFO, the Interfaculty Organization. We have 4,000 members at the Minnesota State Universities, and they have either the option of TRA or the defined contribution IRAP plan.
I'm Laura Sales with the Minnesota Nurses Association, and we have registered nurses and advanced practice registered nurses in almost every state agency, primarily Department of Health, Department of Human Services, and the Veterans Administration. And sometimes there are hospitals or nursing homes that go from being publicly owned to privately owned, and so there's that sometimes has an impact on the pension people who work there.
I'm Richard Kajewski, the Public Affairs and Communications Director for MAPE, and we, as Devin said, we represent 15,000 state workers who are all in a couple of the MSRS plans, the Professional Plan, General Plan, some of the tasks combined services.
Madam Chair, members, Joe Selwood with Cook Jar Associates, and you represent Deloitte, who is the current review actuary for the commission.
Madam Chair, members, my name is Holly Deaton, and I am the new legislative liaison to the
Madam Chair, members, I'm Jill Schertz, the Executive Director of St. Paul Teachers. I never thought I would describe it as a pension groupie, but thank you. I work with a number of finance and investment professionals in various organizations. When we described what we were going to do over the last 3 years, none of them said we would get it done. But Minnesota, my adopted home, proved that pragmatism and great leadership could get us through a really tough issue with great outcomes. So thank you.
Madam Chair, Commission members, I'm Doug Anderson, Executive Director of the Retirement Association.
Madam Chair, Jay Stoppel, Executive Director of the Teachers Retirement Associations. And not only has the news, well, again, thank you for all the hard work all of us accomplished last year, the news has spread, Wall Street bond houses and so forth. But just this last week, I've been in the last month or so, I've been in contact with folks in Omaha. Omaha Teachers has got a pension fund that they're really in a precarious situation, and they're looking at the Minnesota model. How did we do it? What was the secret? What went into the formula for getting it done? So there's a lot of national attention among our peers in the country on how pension reform is done the right way.
My name is Rachel Barth. I'm the new legal and policy director for TRA, and I have a 4-month-old in daycare, so I will be sick of all of session.
Stay away.
Madam Chair, members, my name is John Lay. I am the manager of legal and legislative policy at the State Board of Investment.
Madam Chair, members, now it's been 28th session with the feeling of compassion and best focus on volunteer veterans.
Madam Chair, Madison Zickman, I'm assistant chief of the Springlake Parkway and Mountain View Fire Department for a defined benefit, also in the statewide plan. I want to thank you all for your work last year. I know volunteer firefighters often don't make it to many of these meetings, and that's why I'm here as a very junior member in the fire service, but representing the many thousand volunteers around the state. Thank you.
Madam Chair, my name is Rose Lucy Allen, and I'm the Commission Director of the Office of the State Auditor. So we work with volunteer fire relief associations and other local
Johnson. I work with Brian Rice, representing Anthony Country Pride of Minnesota.
Madam Chair and members, Nancy Haas with Messerly and Kramer, and I represent county attorneys who are in PERA and the District Judges Association who are in MSR.
Madam Chair and officers, I think it's a great, before I introduce myself, I just think it's such a great symbol since we have four bills up now for the ERA, that we have three women officers, and it's going to be great. Louise Sundin, 3 of 13, pension pack for retired and active Minneapolis educators, teachers, administrators, and I want to add my thanks for the unanimity last session. I call it the new Minnesota miracle, and we hope to keep that, as the chair has mentioned, we'll keep that spirit going. Thank you.
Madam Chair and members, I'm Emily Moore. I'm a retiree getting my pension from MSRS and a former member of Minnesota Association of Professional Employees. I'm here also with an organization called Divest Invest. We're wanting our pension to be stable into the future.
That's it. Thank you very much. It's because of you that we can do our work, and we always invite input from all of you. If you know something that we don't know, that we should know, you have to tell us. And if we don't know it, we should be asking you too. And so share with us. And we will continue the progress that we've made. Our doors are open for pension issues. And I will make considerations, and at the next meeting, we will hear the report of the work group on Firefighter Relief Association conversions and dissolutions. And we must read these soon so that we can go over the recommendations of the two reports so we can get those bills drafted so we can get done by our deadlines. Although we do not have the deadline until the April. But the committees do. And so we should get, if there are any bills that need to be drafted, we should have the okay for them now so they can get drafted and down here or down to our offices and introduced so that they can be an agenda item so we can consider them. Some things can wait till next year, but real priorities with bills, we are under the gun, so to speak. But we're not having guns. Was bad, not good. So you will hear from me. This meeting is adjourned.
Absolutely.
Yep. Writing highlighter on my computer.
Yes.
It doesn't work.
Yep.
So you talked.
It's actually fine to have this here because last year we did it for the time, but we did it wrong. It was such we deviated from what it had been for years and years.
Okay.
Where the idea was
I've never been
the house. And so we actually have a percentage for the other house being
paid. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can let him know. In fact, we just
planning on it.
But so,
yeah.
But I mean,
and I asked me to nominate him. Last year we did it sort of, it was a deviation from the norm.
Last year I thought I was supposed to be secretary, but I wasn't secretary.
So last year we had, Scoop as our chair, Driscoll as our vice chair, and then Pappas was the secretary. That was a deviation from the tradition. Every other time we had the matchup that the Senate presented.
Oh, so we've had it. Minority.
Yeah, I guess there were
assessment.
Yeah.
I don't
know. But historically it's been that way. But obviously you guys can do what you want.
But the secretary's never done anything.
Yeah, I think he's fine, but maybe if you just want to say something to